Large fans spun listlessly overhead, trying to circulate some of the humid air.
"Captain Calvert!"
Joshua looked up. Marie Skibber was dressed in a tight-fitting, sleeveless green stretch blouse and a short, pleated black skirt. Her thick hair was neatly plaited. She was carrying a circular tray loaded with empty glasses.
"Now, this is what I call improved service," Ashley said brightly.
"That's me,"
Joshua said.
Jesus, but she had tremendous legs. Nice face, too, ever so slightly wiser than her age.
"I understand you're looking for a cargo of mayop, is that right?" Marie asked.
"Does everybody in town know?" Joshua asked.
"Just about. A visit from an independent trader starship isn't exactly common around here. If we weren't having all this trouble with the Qualheim counties and the anti-Ivet riots, you'd be the most gossiped-over item in Durringham."
"I see.
Can I join you?"
"Sure."
He pushed out one of the vacant chairs.
People had tended to avoid their table. It was one of the reasons he'd brought Warlow down.
Only someone who was stoned out of his brain would try and tangle with the amount of boosted muscle the old Cosmonic packed into his giant frame.
Marie sat down and fixed Joshua with an uncompromising gaze.
"Would you be interested in taking on an extra crew member?"
"You?"
Joshua asked.
"Yes."
"Do you have neural mnemonics?"
"No."
"Then I'm sorry, but the answer's no. I have a full complement anyway."
"How much do you charge for a trip?"
"Where to?"
"Wherever you're going next.
If we can acquire a cargo of mayop, I'm going to Norfolk. I charge you 30,000 fusa dollars for passage in zero tau, more if you wanted a cabin. Starflight isn't cheap."
Marie's air of sophisticated confidence faltered slightly.
"Yes, I know."
"You want to leave pretty badly?"
Ashley asked sympathetically.
She dropped her gaze and nodded.
"Wouldn't you? I lived on Earth until last year. I hate it here. I'm not staying, no matter what it costs. I want civilization."
"Earth," Ashley mused whimsically.
"Lord, I haven't been there for a couple of centuries. Wouldn't call it particularly civilized even back then."
"He's a time hopper,"
Joshua explained as Marie gave the pilot a confused look.
"And if you hate this place as much as you say, then Norfolk isn't where you want to go either. It's strictly a pastoral planet. They have a policy of minimal technological usage, and the government enforces it pretty rigorously, from what I hear. Sorry."
She gave a small shrug.
"I never thought it would be that easy."
"The idea of signing on with a ship is a good one," Ashley said. "But you really need neural mnemonics before a captain will consider you."
"Yes, I know. I'm saving up for a set."
Joshua put on a neutral expression.
"Good."
Marie actually laughed. He was being so careful not to hurt her feelings.
"You think I'm a waitress for a living? That I'm a dumb waster girl, saving up tips and dreaming of better days?"
No. I waitress here in the evenings because it's the place the starship crews come. This way I get to hear of any openings before the rest of Durringham. And yes, there are the tips, too, every little helps. But for real money, I bought myself a secretarial job at the Kulu Embassy in their commercial office."
"Bought a job?" Warlow rumbled.
His sculpted, dark yellow face was incapable of expression, but the voice booming from his chest diaphragm carried a heavy query. People turned to look as he drowned out the ballad.
"Of course. You think they'd give away a gig like that? The embassy pays its staff in Kulu pounds."
It was the second hardest currency in the Confederation after fusa dollars.
"That's where I'm going to get the money to pay for my neural mnemonics."
"Ah, now I see."
Joshua raised his glass in salute.
He admired the girl's toughness, almost as much as he admired her figure.
"That, or the deputy ambassador's son might get me off,"
Marie said quietly.
"He's 22 and he likes me a lot. If we married, then obviously I'd go back to Kulu with him once his father's tour was over."
Ashley grinned and knocked back some of his fruit juice. A suspect grumble emerged from Waller's chest. Marie gave Joshua a questioning glance.
"So, do you still want your mayop, Captain?"
You think you can get me some?
Like I said, I work in the commercial office. And I'm good at it, too, she said fiercely. I know more about this town's economic structure than my boss. You're buying your cargo from Dodd Purcell, right?